caution, it is important that you consult a physician and a trainer or coach before you begin. You should have a medical checkup before starting any exercise program.
Hi, I'm Coach John Scott with Sport America. Today we're here to demonstrate for you the youth sports workout. This program is designed to help improve and develop young athletes' abilities to perform physically and increase their motor skills. We're going to cover areas for you today such as agility, ball handling, coordination, jumping, speed drills, strength drills, endurance drills, and we have for you 70 drills in all. These are exercises that I would not advise putting the players through all at once, but we do think that you can break these up in the area that you need to. Perhaps you have a tall player that is not fully coordinated and you want to work on that, or you have a slower player or a group of players that needs to work on speed. So this is really made for you to be able to dissect whatever areas or weaknesses your players may have physically or in their motor skills and enhance their ability to perform athletically. Because young athletes have not physically matured and are still growing, they have a much better joint and muscle flexibility and elasticity than adults do. Long, heavy stretching sessions are not as necessary, but it is important to help stretch young athletes to warm them up properly. Stretching accomplishes three major objectives. It helps to warm up young athletes' muscles, tendons, joints, tissues, and ligaments. Second, it helps to prevent injuries. And third, stretching properly can help to relieve muscle aches and pains after strenuous exercise. Stretching exercise number one is the reverse arm stretch. It is appropriate to hold a stretch for 15 to 30 seconds to get full benefit from the exercise. Switch arms. Arm circles. Rotate your arms slowly to improve and increase full range of motion. Reverse. Usually for this exercise, 5 repetitions is enough in each direction. Change arms. Other direction. Next exercise is shoulder turns. The athletes will clasp their hands together and slowly turn from side to side. Exercise number 4 is the side stretch. They'll open their feet up wide, keep their knees locked, pull their body to one side, which will help to stretch their inside leg muscles and their lower back muscles. Change directions. These exercises are being shown for short time periods, but again, please note it is important to use each stretching exercise for a minimum of 15 to 30 seconds. Exercise number 5 is the quadricep pullback. The athletes will pair up with a partner. They'll rest their hand on the shoulder of their partner, and with their other hand, they'll hold on to their ankle and pull it up toward their shoulder. Switch sides. Exercise number 6 is toe touches. You want the athletes to lock their knees and bend down toward their toes until they can feel the stretch. Never have your athletes overstretch. Always feel to the point where you can feel a twinge or a pain and hold the stretch. Exercise number 7 is a seated stretch where you pull your feet together. You'll take your elbows and push down on your legs. Exercise number 8 is a reverse hurdle stretch. Extend one leg out, reach forward to your toe. Again, stretch to the point where you can feel the pain. Some athletes will be more flexible and have more elasticity than others. They'll be able to stretch farther. Stretching is never a competition. It is only done to help us prepare for athletic competition. Switch legs. The exercises we are showing you are good fundamental stretching exercises to help warm up all major muscle areas of the body. Additional exercises can be used, but are not usually necessary. Exercise number 9, the athletes will lay on their back and do a retraction stretch, pulling their leg up toward their chest and holding the stretch. It's important to emphasize that the stretch should be felt on the back part of their leg and not on the joint of the knee. Switch legs. Last exercise is the calf stretch. Partners will pair up again. One partner will go first while the other one serves as a wall. They will keep their knee locked, their foot flat on the ground, and they will stretch their calves out. Switch legs. It's important that you perform stretching exercises before any strenuous activity to prevent unnecessary injuries and to enhance the athlete's peak performance. And stop. Following drills are for foot quickness. The first drill is a quick step drill. A young athlete will step up with the right, come down, step up with the left, and he'll go as quickly as he can. Normally you want him to try to do 30 seconds for quickness, 60 seconds for endurance, or a minimum of 25 repetitions. Exercise number 2 for foot quickness is the quick feet drill, in which the athletes are running in place. They're going as hard as they can. You're going to go for 30 seconds to develop quickness and a 60-second period if you want to develop endurance. Exercise number 3 is the quick feet sidestep drill. Coach Dursey is going to point his players into one direction. They're trying to coordinate their hands, their feet, and their movements as quickly as they can. Exercise number four is a sidestep drill. Young athletes are going to explode as far out as they can after they warm up, work on their coordination, develop their lateral movement. They move on the balls of their feet. Exercise number five is a lateral slide. Devin is moving from the white line to the black line. He's working on defensive lateral slides or just footwork for any sport that he might play. We like to work in short spaces to develop quick footwork, as opposed to him standing up and bobbing up and down. He has good body balance. Exercise number six is a leg ladder drill. Young athlete will put their hands on the line and they'll try to move their legs back and forth as quickly as possible. All these exercises are done for a specific time period or a specific number of repetitions. Exercise number seven is a line jump drill. Danica is jumping as quickly as she can back and forth across the line. What you want to do is to time how many times they jump back and forth in a 30-second period or a 60-second period, and you can try to beat their record each day. Exercise number eight is the high step drill. The athlete will run in place, kick their knees up toward their chest, do as many repetitions as they can in a 30 or 60-second time period, or do a specific number of repetitions in a row. Exercise number nine is a skip step drill. We're working on jumping, leg strength, and coordination. Stacy Ann will go from one side to the other side of the court and come back in the other direction. This is more of a coordination drill, so we're not trying to get in a specific number of repetitions. We're trying to develop her motor skills instead. Exercise number 10 is running backwards drill. This is to develop leg strength in your hamstrings or the back part of your legs. These are the least developed muscles in your body because they are the least used. Also develops your endurance and your conditioning. Make sure the athlete leans forward as he runs backwards so that they don't fall and trip. Exercises and drills are used to develop hand strength, coordination, and agility for young athletes. These exercises can be performed with a football, soccer ball, or a basketball of any kind or size. Exercise number one is slapping the ball. The athlete will then try to pinch the ball with his fingertips to develop better feel for a basketball or football. The next drill is taps, where the young athlete will tap the ball back and forth in his hand. These drills are excellent for doing during regular TV shows that young people like to watch. It gives them a chance to also develop their athletic skills and coordination while they're watching television. Exercise number two is circles. Darren will go around his head as quickly as he can under control. He'll move the ball down to his waist area. Go down to his knees. Do both ankles. Do each ankle. He'll switch feet. When he completes this, he'll reverse direction with the ball and work his way back up to the top. Now Darren is demonstrating only 5 to 7 repetitions of each area. Ankles are together. We recommend that a player work a minimum of 10 repetitions when normally performing these drills, and that they work as quickly as they can to develop their control, their agility, and their coordination. Exercise number 3 is stationary figure 8 drills. Again, we're working on hand coordination and agility. Stacy Ann is moving the ball in a figure 8 direction in and out of her legs. She's going at half speed to demonstrate the drill, but you'll want to get your athletes to work as quickly as possible. Now she'll try to move the ball in a reverse direction to work all areas of coordination and agility. Do a few more, Stacy Ann. Exercise number 5 is a scissors footwork drill. Danny's moving the ball in and out of his legs. He's developing his endurance, his leg strength, his ball handling, his agility, and his coordination. Now he'll try and do it reverse. Exercise number 6. Is a scissors walk drill. Darren will move the ball in a figure eight motion in and through his legs. Then he'll go reverse, going backwards and doing the drill. Second time we'll have him do the drill as quick as he can under control. Again, this requires practice and repetition to develop the physical skills that you need. Exercise number 7 is the flop drill. Devin will hold the ball between his legs. He'll alternate his hands from front to back while trying to keep the ball suspended in the air. Exercise number 8 is the flip drill. Again, he wants to keep the ball suspended in the air. This time he moves his hands from front to back while trying to catch the ball without dropping it. Drill number 9 is the mirror drill. Stacy Ann and Danica will try to mirror each other. You want to try to react with your hands as quickly as you can. The objective of this drill is to develop hand quickness and eye coordination. Now the partners will change, and Danica will move first, and Stacy Ann will try to follow. This is an exercise that you can do in any type of a team practice and perform for just 1 to 2 minutes a day. It will help to develop excellent hand and eye coordination and agility. Exercise number 10 is the quick hands drill. You try to pull your hands away quick enough that you don't get slapped. If they do slap your hand, then you have to keep your hands on top. If they miss your hand, then it's your turn to try to slap them. The quick hands drill. You can use your right hand, your left hand, or you can try to hit them with both. Exercise number one is the alternate leg thrust. Danny's exploding up in the air as high as he can with each repetition as he alternates his legs and his feet from front to back. Complete 25 repetitions. Exercise number two is jumping in place. Stacy Ann is jumping as high as she can and reloading on her jump every time. Complete 25 repetitions. Exercise number three are lunges. Devin has his hands on his hips. He steps forward slowly, touches his knee to the ground, and he pushes his forward leg to come back to a standing position. Complete 10 and up to 25 repetitions. Exercise number four are the seated squats. Danica lowers herself onto the seat, and then pushes herself upward with her leg muscles. This exercise is excellent for developing leg strength and endurance. Notice she keeps her back as straight as possible to avoid any injury. Exercise number five is heel lifts. Darren will do a specific number of repetitions, raise himself all the way up onto his toes. Try to perform a minimum of 25 repetitions and a maximum of 100 if you can build up to that. After he's done 25 repetitions, he will do only his right leg. Again, raising himself as high as he can. He can use a wall or a chair for balance. And then he'll switch over to his left leg. Again, completing a specific number of repetitions, and then he will finish by going back to both feet once more. Exercise number six is a wall sit. You want to do this for a specific period of time, 30 seconds, never any longer than 60 seconds. Danny can fold his arms if he would like to. What he's building are his upper leg muscles. If you don't have a wall, you can improvise by using a very strong coach to lean against so that you have a safety catch. Exercise number seven are explosions. Stacy Ann is jumping as high as she can on balance. She comes down, she's recoiling and jumping quickly straight up again. Try to perform for time or a certain number of repetitions. Exercise number eight is step-ups using a bench or a chair. Notice Danica is not pushing herself up. She is planting her foot on top and pulling herself up with her leg. These will help to increase your leg strength. You notice Danica alternates which leg she lifts up with as she does this exercise. You want to complete 10 to 25 repetitions. Exercise number nine is box jumps. If you don't have a solid box to jump onto, use a bench or a bleacher. Do not use a cardboard box. Exercise number one for strength are modified push-ups. You notice Danica has excellent form. She keeps her back straight and arched. She's going all the way down to touch her shoulders or chest area. We're going to do as many repetitions as we can to the nearest fifth repetition. Exercise number two is a regular push-up. Your hands are a little wider than shoulders width apart. Back is straight and arched. Darren's going all the way down, touching his chest. He's doing as many repetitions as he can to the nearest fifth repetition. Exercise number three is a tricep push-up. Devin has brought his hands and thumbs in close together. Again, he's going down to touch his chest. You want to try to do as many push-ups as you can to the nearest fifth repetition. To get full potential out of your exercises, always go down and try to touch your chest and complete a specific number of repetitions to the nearest fifth repetition. Exercise number four are fingertip push-ups. These are to improve hand and finger strength and are much more difficult to do. Danny is going all the way down, trying to touch his chest, come back up. Same rules apply. These are chair push-ups. It's exercise number five. Same rules apply as normal push-ups. This area or exercise is used more to develop your chest strength and your chest muscles. Exercise number six are chair dips. You put one hand on each chair, your feet on the third. You lower yourself so that your arms are level, and you raise yourself up. This exercise will work your tricep muscles on the back of your arm. Do as many repetitions as you can to the nearest fifth repetition, 5, 10, 15, etc. Exercise number seven is sit-ups. Stacy Ann will lock her fingers, put them behind her head 2 inches. Her hands will never touch the back of her neck. We don't want to put undue stress on the spinal cord. This will also isolate her abdominal or stomach muscles. She comes all the way up. If you don't have a partner, stick your feet under a couch or a door that has a high floor entrance to it. Complete sit-ups to the nearest fifth repetition. Exercise number eight are stomach crunches. You put your hands in front of your shoulders. You want to come up 8 to 10 inches off the ground. Keep your neck back so you can isolate your stomach muscles. Complete as many repetitions as you can to the nearest fifth repetition. We recommend you never exceed 50 sit-ups or crunches in any one day. More than that is not necessary and will give you the needed benefit that you require. Exercise number nine is leg raises. And he's going to raise his feet 6 to 8 inches. He'll open them, close them, lower them, rest. He'll raise his legs again, open, close, lower them. This is 2 repetitions. He'll do minimum of 5 repetitions. And on this particular exercise, try never to exceed 10 repetitions in a given day. The following exercises are for foot speed drills. They're to help your timing and your quick and slow twitch muscles. Exercise number one is the running bound. Pick a distance of approximately 30 to 50 yards. You're going to explode forward, kicking your legs and your arms forward so your knees thrust forward. Your hands will alternate movement with the opposite leg. Do 3 to 5 repetitions up and back, exerting all the energy that you can. Exercise number two is the lateral bound. We're trying to develop strength and quickness in the quadricep muscles, as well as explosion in going forward. Devin is exploding and pushing forward, as well as pushing off and exploding side to side. You'll want to complete 3 to 5 repetitions up and down. Exercise number three is the cycling drill. Darren is balancing himself on a chair. He's going to go as quickly as he can, pumping his legs in a cycling motion. You'll want to complete a specific time period, 30 seconds for quickness, 60 seconds for endurance, or a specific number of repetitions. Exercise number four is called butt kickers. Darren is trying to develop explosiveness on this and foot quickness and acceleration. The same rules apply for time or repetition to develop the motor skill. Exercise number five is leapfrog. Stacy Ann's going to leapfrog forward, recoil. She's going to work more on going forward than she is high. She'll go a specific length and then come back the other direction. Exercise number six is called pull-throughs. Danny's kicking his feet forward up toward his hips. He's making sure his arms do not swing side to side. He's working on a straight forward motion. All the same rules for repetitions or specific time periods apply on this drill. Exercise number seven are quick sprints. Darren is sprinting as quickly as he can in a stop and explode motion back and forth to develop timing and explosive quickness. Exercise number eight is the stride drill. You notice when Devin runs initially, his feet always go past his shoulder. This forces an athlete to stop and then start while he's moving in a forward motion. Devin will stop now. This time He will run, but he will take smaller strides, which allows him to push forward on each step instead of stopping and starting on each step and slowing his stride down. This is not a dead sprint drill or a full sprint. This is an exercise in stride and footwork to have better foot quickness and speed.